My name is Katia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Johnny G. Floyd. J-O-H-N-N-I-E, middle initial G, last name F-L-O-Y-D. This patient was seen on November 22nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD has advanced from stage 3B to stage 4 and is likely related to medication. As well as nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 21, creatinine of 1.72 from 1.57, and a GFR of 29 from 32. There is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 133 milligrams. However, there is no calculations for There is evidence of both selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 133 milligrams. And urine protein to creatinine ratio of 440 milligrams from 200 milligrams. Period. There is no urinalysis available to assess for the activity in the urinary sediment. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms or any symptoms or any other complaints. Period. She is currently taking esomeprazole. 40 milligrams daily, and states she absolutely needs it due to severe GERD, especially at night, period. We believe the patient would benefit from discontinuation of this medication. However, we will monitor the kidney functions for right now to see if it continues to decrease or if it returns to baseline, period. If the kidney functions continues to decrease, we may consider discontinuation of the esomeprazole along with any other nephrotoxic agents that she currently takes, period. She denies any recent usage of antibiotics, NSAIDs, or any recent illnesses, period. She denies any flank pain, hematuria, groin pain, period. She is hemodynamically stable. She does report recent colonoscopy 3 weeks ago, with a polyp removal, which was completed at Advent Hospital, period. She is euvolemic and is doing well overall, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with stable HNH of 11.2 and 34.7%. However, her iron saturation is low at 11%, period. She is currently taking iron supplementations daily. However, she states she ran out of it for a while, period. We recommended restarting the iron supplementation to prevent worsening of the iron deficiency, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 149 over 102. Period. The patient states her blood pressure readings at home is usually stable at 120s over 60s. However, this morning she forgot to take her pills. Period. We advise her to take her medications as soon as she gets home. Period. She is euvolemic. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We will request a lipid panel for the next visit. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, atrial fibrillation on warfarin. Continue with the current regimen and continue following up with cardiologists. Next line, coronary artery disease with most recent EF of 55% to 60% on echo dated 6/14/21. Continue following up with Dr. Cook, cardiologist. Next line, aortic valve stenosis, which is managed by Dr. Cook, cardiologist. Next line, osteoarthritis/DJD. Avoid uses of NSAIDs. Next line, osteoporosis. The patient reports a recent fall to which she was hospitalized for. She denies any fractures. She is currently feeling better. However, she is using a cane, period. Next line, hereditary essential tremors. Next line, suspected hyperparathyroidism. We will request mineral bone disease workup for the next visit. Her serum calcium is normal. Well, her serum calcium is at 10. However, she is currently taking calcium plus D supplementation, 600 milligrams, for osteoporosis. We will closely monitor her serum calcium level to prevent hypercalcemia, which can cause confusion, irritability, and cardiovascular issues if it is too elevated, period. Next line. History of nephrolithiasis, which is asymptomatic. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup and